AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Sleep is one of the most talked about and the most misunderstood pillars of health and performance. And Fiona Brennan, clinical hypnotherapist from The Positive Habit and author of Sleep Well, 8 Habits to Help You Fall Asleep, Stay Asleep, Wake Up Refreshed, joins me now to chat about what we can do to get better sleep and why it's so important for our overall health. Fiona, thanks so much for coming into us.
Thank you, Sean.
It's kind of that weird time. We were calling it betwixtmas earlier, where people might have been out last night. You might have been having a few more drinks and going to bed late. You might have been having a nap at 4 o'clock while some sort of movie is on. It's a hazardous time for our sleep pattern is what I'm saying.
It is, Sean. Absolutely. And my message about sleep is one that is very uplifting and positive. And it can be any time of the year that you can really make huge, significant improvements to your sleep. And the way that I look at it is that you have a relationship with sleep. And this is like your very, very best friend. So how do you treat your best friend? Do you look after them? Do you prioritize them? Do you make sure they have what they need? Or do you expect everything from them and then get annoyed when they don't deliver? So many of us have a complicated relationship with sleep. And certainly this time of year, it's going to be, kind of challenged even more. Like you said, all of those different things, late nights, routines going completely out of whack. A lot of family stresses, emotional dysregulation, all of that can make a huge difference to how we get to and stay asleep. And interestingly, Sean, I don't know about yourself, but many people do fall asleep. Like in my experience working with so many people, it's getting to sleep is okay because they're absolutely exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% on board with that. Getting to sleep is fine.
Yeah. And then it's later on, it's the waking, it's the cortisol coming through. But something I think is really worth noticing and being aware of in terms of sleep is the benefit of emotional regulation. And especially for now, when people are dealing with different things, you know, there is a lot of Christmas is a wonderful time, but it does bring things up for people. There can be grief, there can be family estrangements, there can be so many things that are there all year round. But then they're really brought in under a magnifying glass, if you like, at this time of year. So when we go to sleep and we enter into REM sleep, what happens is the emotional areas of our brain, such as the amygdala, are still active. However, and this is the great part, is the neurochemicals, such as neuroadrenaline, are almost completely switched off. So in other words, it means that we're in a very, very strong position to process difficult emotions without the stress response being triggered.
Right. This is REM is like your dream sleep. Is
REM,
that the way
you're exactly.
thinking of it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So in other words, when we are dreaming quite a lot, we're processing quite a lot. And therefore, you're so much more able to cope with whatever comes your way. And I think we can all relate to that, you know, how we feel after a good night's sleep as opposed to how we feel from a ragged, you know, disrupted night.
And is there any way to encourage a certain type of sleep? Because anyone who's worn these fitness trackers, my own, I don't usually wear my Fitbit to bed, actually. But when you do, you see, oh, I got an hour of deep sleep and an hour of REM and an hour of broken sleep, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Can you encourage that in any sort of a way to make sure you're getting that good processing sleep?
To be honest, I'm not a fan of any type of wearable for sleep. I mean, I think it can be really good for exercise and lots of other things. But for sleep, it tends to have, and the research backs this up, is that it has the opposite effect. It creates more anxiety, or what is known as somnophobia, about sleep. Because you look at it and you go, oh my God, like I only got, you know, 3 minutes of deep sleep or something. Yeah. This is just awful. I'm going to get Alzheimer's. You know, it can send people into an absolute spin. So I would be much more interested in how you embody and relate to your own well-being in terms of knowing what's happening in your body. And we don't need a trackable to tell us. We know when we've slept well. We can feel it. We're able to be much more responsive than reactive, for example.
So what? Tell us about then the getting to sleep or that last hour to make sure that you encourage it. And a lot of us will be on our phones, but for different reasons. I often read on a Kindle before bed, but I think that's quite different to scrolling on a phone. It helps me relax,
absolutely.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe any sort of screen is evil.
I am absolutely, Sean, to be honest, anything that helps you relax is what matters. Okay, so I would definitely like look at having an hour to unwind. So the wind down is actually so important to staying asleep. Because what it is helping your cortisol levels balance out. Because when we wake, what's actually going on is that the cortisol is coming through. It's not flatlining like it should. It's actually bursting through. And that's when, you know, someone will be completely, feel like they're completely asleep. And then it's like a bomb and they're awake. So you want to wind down and take at least an hour where you're actually really prioritizing. If you think again of that relationship with sleep, you're like, okay, this is time for me and my best friend sleep to get together, to, you know, just really be together and not have any stress. So avoiding like difficult conversations, trying to make decisions, all of that. Park it. Do not get involved. Because quite often that's when people start having these conversations. What do you think we should do about this or that?
Yeah, you're lying in bed and like, oh, we've got to empty the bins. Oh, we've got to do this. Or what about that big decision we have to make next week? Bad time to do it.
Yeah, really bad time. Because what you're doing is you're actually getting your nervous system fired up. And what you want is that you're going into the parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest. You want everything to start to calm down. So that can be anything. It depends on the person. Like personally, I love, like I meditate and have a nice hot shower and reading, and those type of things really help. Keeping the lights low, maybe even a candle, like anything that kind of is you know, being very sacred around this time. Now, again, I think when we're talking about sleep, we've got to put it into context. So there's all different stages of our life that we have. So, for example, if you are young and going out partying all the time, that's going to be a challenge to your sleep. Or maybe you don't have to be young. You can be any age going out partying. But once you, you know, are aware that you want to, no matter what challenge you have, whether it is going out, whether it's a young baby, whether it's been menopausal, you know, there's so many different things that come along. Grief, lots of different things really do challenge our sleep. And I think we always have to put that into context. So with that challenge in mind, it's like, what can you do to actually improve it? And that's the message. There's so much we can do. It's so easily fixed, if you like. It's one of those problems in life, which there aren't many, that you can fix through lifestyle, through your mindset, through your relationship to it. And I think that's a very positive message for people, because when someone is struggling with sleep deprivation, it's a vicious circle and they feel like they're stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if people want to learn more, you are doing a bit of a webinar as well to reset us into the new year.
Yes, on the 2nd of January, I am doing a positive visualization, action into intention, and I'll be looking at lifestyle habits. And if you want sleep to be one of yours, you can actually choose sleep and I will help you to find really tangible ways to make that happen.
Well, as someone with a baby on the way, I think I will be tuning into that, because I imagine my sleep schedule is about to get entirely destroyed.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.